Hello?
She said into the telephone.
Hey, Irene! A woman's hoarse voice asked. What are you doing, babe? It's Santa Battaglia.
How are you making, honey?
I'm beat. I just finished opening 4 dozen oysters out in the backyard,
Santa said in her rocky baritone.
That's hard work, believe me, banging that oyster knife on them bricks.
I wouldn't try nothing like that,
Mrs. Riley said honestly.
I don't mind. When I was a little girl, I used to open oysters up for my mama. She had her a little seafood stand outside the Lautenschlager market. Poor mama, right off the boat. Couldn't speak a word of English, hardly. There I was, just a little thing, breaking them oysters open. I didn't go to no school. Not me, babe. I was right there with them oysters banging away on the banquette. Every now and then, mama started banging away on me for something. We always had a lot of commotion around our stand, us.
Your mama was very excitable, huh?
Poor girl, standing there in the rain and cold with her old sunbonnet on, not knowing what nobody was saying half the time. It was hard in them days, Irene. Things was tough, kid.
You can say that again,
Mrs. Riley agreed.
We sure had us some hard times down on Dauphin Street. Papa was very poor. He had him a job by a wagon works, but then the automobiles come in, and he gets his hand caught in a fan belt. Many's the week we lived on red beans and rice.
Red beans gives me gas.
Me too. Santa, why you called, sugar?
Oh yeah, I almost forgot. You remember when we was out bowling the other night?
Tuesday?
No, it was Wednesday, I think. Anyway, it was the night Angelo got arrested and couldn't come.
Wasn't that awful? The police arresting one of their very own.
Yeah, poor Angelo. He's so sweet. He sure got trouble at that precinct.
Santa coughed hoarsely into the telephone.
Anyway, it was the night you come for me in that car of yours, and we went to the alley alone. This morning I was over by the fish market buying them oysters, and this old man comes up to me and says,
wasn't you by the bowling alley the other night?
So I says, yeah, mister, I go there a lot. And he says, well, I was there with my daughter and her husband, and I seen you with a lady got sort of red hair. I says,
you mean the lady got the henna hair? That's my friend Miss Riley.
I'm learning her how to bowl. That's all, Irene. He just tips his hat and walks out the market.
I wonder who that could be,
Miss Riley said with great interest.
That's sure funny. What he looks like, babe?
Nice man, kinda old. I seen him around the neighborhood before, taking some little kids to mass. I think they his grandchildren.
Ain't that strange? Who'd be asking about me?